The debate over ephedra has been going on as far back as 1997. In some states like New York or Illinois, the herb is no longer available over the counter. Some big nutrition companies have stopped selling it as well. Even sports leagues like the NFL decided to ban ephedra in the past few years after some athletes' deaths were connected with the supplement. Last February, the death of Baltimore Orioles pitcher Steve Beckler really drew public attention to the risks of ephedra. Used by athletes is one reason a UW medicine student, Mary Jane, supports the proposed ban.
They're not going to, you know, test college athletes for that. And even my friend, she plays soccer, and she said she uses it, and it really helps her performance. So I think that they should ban it so some athletes aren't having an edge over other athletes that aren't taking it.
Another student tried ephedra a couple of years ago. Lee wanted to gain muscle mass before a spring break trip, but he experienced side effects.
It made me really jittery the whole time I was taking it. Like, I felt like I drank a whole lot of caffeine or something. It made me feel kind of wired.
Lee says a friend of his took ephedra three times what was recommended and felt the same kind of dizziness. This effect is among the least severe ephedra can cause. In more serious cases, users could experience high blood pressure or heart palpitations. However, ephedra's defenders say that those only occur when the users don't follow the directions or when they have a sensitive medical condition. Jack Siebert is one of the supplement buyers at the community pharmacy in Madison. He only sells two ephedra decongestants now, but talking about supplements he used to carry, he says side effects are common with stimulants.
As with any stimulant, if you do too much, you're going to start putting excess pressure on your metabolism, that is, your heart's going to suffer.
Like Siebert, a health food store owner in Madison doesn't totally agree with the ban. Keith Franklin says he will keep selling the two ephedra supplements he carries as long as he can. He says he doesn't understand why we should ban the herb when it's been successfully used for thousands of years by the Chinese.
I just think it's a shame to lose one that's had such a positive track record behind it. I mean, even weight loss studies said that when the herb was used as directed, it was both safe and effective.
Manufacturers are expected to challenge the ban in court. In the meantime, the federal measure should take effect sometime in March, and the government is considering giving more power to the Food and Drug Administration over alternative medicine. Mathilde Riffaut, Wisconsin Public Radio.